Let's begin talking about some of the negotiation skills of women. Skill number one, listen. Women are good listeners. We tend to think we are extremely good listeners. But we need to listen and then hear what people are telling us, both in verbal and nonverbal communications. Listen in order to understand so that you can negotiate more effectively. You must first listen before you can negotiate. If you listen, people will tell you exactly what you need to do to persuade them. Not only will you get important information, but when others feel like you care, they are more open to listening to you. And your chances of getting to yes are much better. Negotiation expert Lee Miller wrote, "When it comes to listening, most women have an advantage over men. They may not be trained to negotiate as they grow up, but they do learn how to listen. Girls, even today, are expected to figure out what people want and need without being told. They hone this skill watching younger siblings and babysitting. Mothers not only have to listen to their children, but also anticipate their needs even before they learn to speak. Successful marriages depend on being able to communicate well, and it is typically the listening skills that the woman brings to the relationship that facilitates that communication." An example of this would be designate a person to read a poem or a story out loud. This person is instructed to stop reading without warning and select someone at random to repeat the last phrase read by that person. We use this game at the table when we have one of our children who feels like they are not being heard to improve our listening skills as parents. Skill set number two, talking more about controlling your emotions. Some people like to yell when they don't get their own way, but don't let that intimidate you. When you are in control and they are out of control, you will always win. When you're yelling, you aren't using any of the negotiation skills necessary to win that negotiation, and the other person loses respect for you. Those who control their emotions, especially in heated moments, will always come out on top. Deborah Hopkins, who is the CFO of Lucent, lost critical support from the board of directors after she broke down in tears following tough questions about a presentation she had just given. The fact that a member of the board of directors would mention the incident to the reporter only points out to us how truly damaging an emotional display can be for a woman. Skill set number three, trust your instincts. Say no when you should. Women often have difficulty saying no, particularly when they're dealing with someone they care about, because women place a high value on relationships. Then that's when they're most hesitant about saying no. They want to keep everyone happy. Women feel that if there's a negative outcome, it will have a negative effect on the relationship. Being able to say no is sometimes critical when you're negotiating. No is the most powerful word in all of negotiating. Successful negotiators have learned when and how to say no. No can be said politely but firmly. Say no to something that doesn't meet your needs. This may result in the other party finding a way to satisfy your needs, as long as you're flexible and willing to work with them. If challenged, women often have difficulty sustaining their belief that what they are doing is right. This is particularly difficult when they are faced with repeated and aggressive challenges to the fairness of their position, or when they must repeatedly say no to a proposal being pushed by the other side. Men know this, and they use it to their advantage. When that occurs, consider seeking another person's opinion to reassure yourself that you are being fair. Ultimately, to be successful, you must develop sufficient confidence to avoid doubting yourself when you are challenged. Until you build up your self-confidence sufficiently so that you no longer question your instincts, work on developing an inner voice to reassure you. Say the same things to yourself that a friend would say. Eventually, you will internalize that inner voice. Most of the time, your first instincts as a woman are correct. Skill set number 4, create a relationship. And the faster you can create it, the better. Having the ability to create relationships quickly is a key element in successful negotiation. Thankfully, women are able to do this inherently well. It's a gift. We came programmed with it. Talking with people comes easily to us, especially when we're talking with other women. We share our thoughts and our hearts easily in most cases, and that's incredibly important in negotiation. Why is that important? Because negotiation is a give and take experience, and it's easier to do it with someone you know, who you have had something in common with, especially people who care about you and you care about them, even if you've only known them for a little while. It's harder for people to say no to you when they like you. So your talent of creating relationships easily is a huge plus for a woman. I would like to suggest that you remember the following 3 tips, along with the following 10 rules for master negotiation. I find that if I use the following secrets while negotiating at home or at work, I am successful. The first tip, try to sense what's going on beneath the surface by reading their body language. Number 2, be patient. Silence is golden. Number 3, ask questions like, is that the best you can do? The 10 rules of a master negotiator. Number 1, I am always true to my values. Number 2, I am well prepared. Number 3, I always set negotiation goals and limits. Number 4, I listen carefully. Number 5, I communicate with clarity. Number 6, I maintain emotional distance. Number 7, I anticipate when and how to close for each new negotiation. Number 8, I evaluate my performance and continually improve. Number 9, I learn from mentors and I teach others. And number 10, I take care of myself physically, mentally, and spiritually. Now, get out there and negotiate.